Our sophomores started reading a separate piece, John Knowles' book, about best friends at private school. And the beginning of the book starts out with the narrator of the story being an adult looking back. And I don't know how this connects with teenagers who aren't here, but when I look back on these, I understand how well Knowles has captured the adult perspective looking back on your teenage years. And one paragraph stands out to me a lot. And it connects with something that I didn't experience as a teenager, but later. And it reads like this, he says, the narrator, as he goes back to the school. Preserved along with it, like stale air in an unopened room, was the well-known fear which had surrounded and filled those days. So much of it that I hadn't even known it was there. Because unfamiliar with the absence of fear and what that was like, I had not been able to identify its presence. Looking back now across 15 years, I could see with great clarity the fear I had lived in, which must mean that in the interval I had succeeded in a very important undertaking. I must have made my escape from it. When my wife and I lived in Venezuela, our apartment was based right in an area where an opposition to the government had set up their demonstration and lived day after day after day after day after day, making all kinds of noise all through the night and creating a dangerous atmosphere. And we lived right next to it. Each day we thought this was fine. It was just the way life was, and we didn't feel afraid. And then eventually, later in the semester that year, a couple of people were shot and killed right outside the apartment. We heard the gunshots, and it was just part of the rally. Some people had driven by and just killed some of the protesters who were in this area. And we still continued to live in the area. We go through, obviously, with a little bit of tension. And still we thought we weren't living in an overly tense area. But then we left. We lived in another part of town for the rest of the semester, and every time we went back there, there were a couple restaurants we really liked, every time we went back there, we could feel that tension return to our throats and into our gut. We didn't know it when we went through it, but when we went back, we definitely understood exactly what it was that we had been experiencing. Kind of one of the interesting things about being an adult. Now I'm looking back, and I see so many of you as teenagers going through these things, and it brings up these things that I experienced, and I know exactly what it was, but I didn't know it at the time. And I kind of wonder, has that happened to you? What kinds of things have you looked back on and realized that you were experiencing that you had no idea at the time? Were there times when you were stronger than you ever realized at the time when you look back on it? It's just kind of a curious way of taking that step back and examining your lives and seeing what you did and what you had in your life that was more than you ever thought it was. I'll be interested to hear your stories.